Ever since the angel Gabriel came to see me in our town of Nazareth, my life has changed, as you can imagine. Once you are visited by an angel, nothing after that really seems shocking. But I have been amazed by this baby and the feelings he has awakened, not only in myself and Joseph, but also in God's creatures and in the shepherds who came to see our baby, Jesus. It was a long, hard journey traveling to Bethlehem. Poor Joseph had to walk the entire way. My ankles were so swollen that my beloved insisted I ride on the donkey. Truth be told, when you are 9 months pregnant, nothing feels comfortable, but I was grateful and looked forward to resting in a comfortable bed in Bethlehem. As you can see, we learned to adjust and adapt. I was confused when the angel Gabriel told me I had been chosen by God to have this special baby and that he would be named Jesus and he would be called the Son of God Most High. Gabriel said that the Lord God would make Jesus a king as his ancestor David was, and that he would rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom would never end. Then my soul rejoiced in God, knowing that he looked with favor upon his lowly servant, for God has done mighty things for me, and holy is his name. Are any other kings born in a stable where the animals are kept? How exciting to think about the kind of king God wants Jesus to be, and that he comes from such humble beginnings. Indeed, God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly.